Welcome to the Train for Top Dollar podcast. This is your host, Ben Greenfield, and each week I'm going to be coming at you with cutting-edge tips and tricks to maximize your income as a fitness professional. In this week's podcast, I'll be dishing out personal trainer interviews, business advice, and new techniques straight from the 2008 National Strength and Conditioning Association Personal Trainers Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. Whether you're a personal trainer, gym owner, or nutritional consultant, I'm going to teach you how to command your salary to be exactly what you want it to be. So let's get started with this week's podcast from TrainForTopDollar.com. Hey, fitness professionals, this is Ben Greenfield coming to you from Las Vegas, where I'm at the National Strength and Conditioning Association Conference and Exhibition. There's a lot of really cool stuff at this show, specifically for personal trainers. And one of the really interesting talks that was given this morning by a guy named Gary Levine, who I'm going to hope to interview a little bit later on this week while I'm down here, was on the effectiveness of enhancing your income as a personal trainer with an online training website. But most of the questions that he was getting after his talk were basically logistical questions about how do I actually start my own website. If you are one of those people who might not have a real clear idea of how to launch your website, let me give you a few killer tips on how to create your online personal training website. Before I go on to those tips, what you're going to have to do is find somebody to actually host your website. Okay, you have to buy some online real estate and find a place to park your presence. Before you actually go out and just Google any old host, know that the most important thing is going to be customer care. I have been on hold for over 2 hours with some hosting services before, and others literally pick up the phone within 30 seconds when you have a question. And trust me, when your website crashes at, you know, noon in the middle of the week and you know that there are customers out there missing your online presence, then you want to be able to take care of it right away. My favorite host is Bluehost.com, and I put a link to them on the show notes. But basically, the nice part about Bluehost is they not only have great customer support, but when you sign up for your services, there are a bunch of free goodies that get thrown in. For example, you are able to easily create a blog, one click, simple blog creation, so that you can start putting out syndicated content to your audience. Another thing that you can do is you can use website templates that they already have there at Bluehost.com that allow you to simply take an organization that's already there and fill in your own content. You can kind of tweak the colors a little bit, the wording, the text, and everything. And rather than spend a lot of time designing your own website or spending a lot of money paying someone else to design your website, you can actually just use one of these templates. It's a way to just get your presence out there. And one of the mantras that I live by is that a good plan today is better than a perfect plan tomorrow. Get yourself out on the web and then perfect your presence from there. But the most important thing is that you have to find a hosting service so that you can create your website name, you know, for instance, www.bengreenfieldfitness.com. And from there, once you've basically got yourself the permission to use that domain name and purchased rights to that domain name, you're off and running and you'll be able to take yourself from there. Now, a few of the killer tips for website design that I want to give you. The first is to keep it simple and clean. You've been to these websites that have just tons of bells and whistles, and it gets very, very confusing when there's a million different affiliate ads running on the website, a million different animated banners. Don't get carried away. There are a ton of cool things that you can put on your website, but you want to keep that initial page very simple and clean. Use a lot of white space. White space is an important term used in advertising. It allows a customer to actually focus on the primary message that you're trying to send them. So include a lot of white space. Don't do lots of sounds, lots of music, lots of pop-ups. Again, if you're first starting your website, it will be easy to get carried away with this. Kind of the same goes for a blog. If you're first starting a blog, it's easy to get carried away with all the different plugins that are out there. Trust me, I know. Not only can they cause a lot of technical problems with your blog, but they can also just start to add up to the point where the person reading your blog has 8 million different buttons surrounding the content that you're putting out, and they're just distracted, and you can't communicate as effectively. In addition to my first tip, keep it simple and clean. Second tip, use photos effectively. One of the most important things that you can put on your website is a picture of you. If you have a good body, and if you're a personal trainer or fitness professional, that may very well be the case. Use that to your advantage. Get a glamour shot of yourself. Put it up there. People are shallow. They will think that if you know how to make your own body look good, then you can make theirs look good. We all know that that's not necessarily the case, but if you show that you practice what you preach, it can help you get clients. So I highly encourage you, get photos, make sure they're high quality photos, keep them somewhat clean, but get them up there on the website, show people that you are fit and that you know what you're talking about, and that will enhance the trust relationship between you and your client. So, third tip, use a simple navigation menu. People get paralyzed by choices, and I've made this mistake before in websites that I've created where I have way too many options for them to purchase on the website, and I have way too many navigation buttons in the menu. Okay? You can get away initially with your website just featuring four different simple navigation buttons: home, the services that you offer, a button that says something like about us or who we are, and then a contact button. The home button takes them to the first page that they landed on initially. The services button features what you're selling. The about us or the biography button tells them all about you, and then the contact button tells them how to get a hold of you. And if you want to even just have three, you can condense that about and contact button into the same button. But keep that simple. Don't throw a ton of buttons on your navigation menu, especially if you're using a template. If you pull up, open a template and it has the ability for you to use seven buttons, that doesn't mean that you have to invent three different parts of your website to fill into those extra three buttons that are on there. Just delete those, stick with four or even three, and you'll find that it's a lot simpler for you and for your audience. Okay? So tip number four is include space for publishing syndicated content somewhere on your website. That means that at some point during the week or during the month, you are going to produce an article, you're going to produce a piece of fitness or nutrition or lifestyle advice, and you're going to put it somewhere on your homepage. Because what happens is when search engines look at your webpage, one of the ways that they rank you higher is if you have regularly updated content. And they not only rank you based off of that content, but they rank you based off of the keywords in that content. So if you write an article that has a lot of words in it about what you're selling, fitness, nutritional advice, exercise, workouts, weightlifting, toning, fat loss, whatever, the search engine is going to rank you higher. So that's how you can get more hits on something like Google. And finally, tip number five, include a space for client testimonials. Okay, people are very, very convinced by what other people have to say about you. And on the show notes for this podcast at trainfortopdollar.com, if you click on blog, what I have is a sample letter that I send to my clients either when they are finished training or after they've reached some important milestone goal. Usually I try to hit them up when they're really happy. You know, you've got a client and they wanted to lose 30 pounds and they just reached that 30-pound mark. Strike while the iron is hot. Take that letter that I put on the blog and kind of modify that, tweak it for you. Don't copy it outright or I'll hunt you down and sue you. But basically send that to your client, get a good testimonial from them, and as those testimonials roll in, put them up on your website. And it's okay to tweak the testimonials a little bit. Like, make sure you ask your client for permission to do so, but if you want to delete a sentence that they put in there that's just dumb, because some people will just go on and on and on, you don't want to publish their book on your website, you just want a brief testimonial, get their permission to condense it a little bit, and they'll usually let you. So that'll get you started. Use those five tips. Keep it simple and clean. Use photos effectively. Use a simple navigation menu. Include space for publishing your latest breaking articles, and include a space for client testimonials. That will really help you create a killer website. Stay tuned to trainfortopdollar.com. Click on blog for continued information from me. I'll get some more information out here from the NSCA Personal Training or the NSCA National Conference as well. The other thing I'd like you to do, if you get a chance, check out the book that I wrote. It's got tons of tips and tricks in it that just go way beyond the scope of this podcast or the blog. It's 150 pages of highly useful personal training content. So until next time, this is Ben Greenfield from TrainForTopDollar.com.